The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Reish Kailal at the Beis Havad Halacha Kailal in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara Baba Kama talks about the case of Koyach and Koyach Koyach. The Gemara is talking about a case of an animal that was mazik, not as a result of his goof. The Gemara is talking that he was mazik as a result of his koyach, his strength, something that came not from the animal itself, but came as a result of the animal, a koyach from the animal, strength of the animal. That's called koyach. And the Gemara calls that tzrayus, and the Gemara says any animal damages all the tzrayus. The Gemara says that shechayim, what shechayim is machlekes, we saw today in the Gemara, it's a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Sumchus. The Rabbanan holds shechayim chatzi nezek, half nezek, and Sumchus holds shechayim the nezek shalim. The Gemara later in Dafid Ches, the Gemara asks, what's that loche of koyach koychay? What's the shayla? What's that loche of koyach koychay? You know that koyach, the Torah was machayiv on by an animal, but the Torah gave you a gidoyin according to the Rabbanan that you don't have to pay a nezek shalim. You only have to pay a chatish nezek. But Sumchus holds, no, a koyach is just like an animal that damages itself. He has to pay nezek shalim. So too, if you damage with your koyach, you also have to pay a nezek shalim. But says the Gemara, according to Sumchus, what's the halacha of a koyach koychay? The animal hits the glass, and the glass, a shard flies out from the glass and breaks something else. What's that halacha? Is it over there also Sumchus going to mechayev and nezek shalom? Or perhaps over here, Sumchus would agree that it would be chayev either less or half or whatever. And that's the cheshbon of the Gemara. So the Gemara comes out, the Gemara dances shard over here, and again in the Pites. The Rosh on this Gemara brings down that we see why did the Gemara declare only, why is the Gemara Shaila only in Sumchus? This is a Shaila you could ask even under the Rabbanan, according to the Sheet of the Rabbanan, that Tzroides, which is Choychay of a Behema, is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So one can ask the same Shaila, what's going to be the Bacha of Koyach Koychay, according to the Rabbanan? And our Sheet is in the Shaila, the Taka say, maybe it's Potter, etc. Send it to Rosh Abedisar. Says the Rosh, the question of the Gemara was never is koyach koychay ki koychay. This indirect koyach, which came as a result of a koyach, that was certain punch, that was always punch into the Gemara, that it has the same exact halacha of a koyach. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, kimoy that a koyach is chayiv, so too a koyach koychay is chayiv, and it will be chayiv chatzinezik. What was the question of the Gemara? The only question the Gemara had is according to Sumchus, that Sumchus holds that a koyach of an animal is mamish like the animal itself, is mamish like the animal damaging itself, and it's chayiv a nezek shalim. So the Memela, maybe, even though Sumcha doesn't have a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, which tells us that the koyach has a less monetary hezek value, so then maybe he doesn't hold of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim at all, and koyach koychay is taker ke koychay mamish, and it'll be chayiv nezek shalim. Or no, maybe Sumcha holds of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. That's I can't believe how the sugya comes out. We do see from this Rosh big site. And this is a site that we can apply everywhere, not just in Hildas and Zikin, we can apply Sukkot Shabbos, Sukkot Tirzit, Dayim, Sukkot Shchita, Hildas, whole community of different halachas in Torah. What's the site? We see that the Gemara takes on clearly, according to the Akapan, the Rosh learns, and the Shulchan Aruch comes out in the halacha, is that it, not only when you have a koyach, and this is going to have an akamina, klape an adam that is going to be mazik, not just an animal that's mazik, but an adam damaging also. We see from this Gemara that a koyach, a person is chayiv, or an animal is chayiv on his koyach, either because of tzrayus, or by an adam, there is no concept of tzrayus. And therefore, when a person damages al-yidei his koyach, it's not, you can know that he's chayiv on an adam amazik, he himself is chayiv when he hurts somebody. So when his koyach hurts somebody, since we don't have the chiddush of tzrayus, that says you have to pay a lesser amount, so therefore koyach is also chayiv nezik shalom. So therefore, for example, if a person, the mashal, he's driving, he's harnessing the koyach of the car, and when he drives down with his car, he either hits somebody or hits something, so that's considered his koyach, and therefore he's chayiv nezik shalom because you don't have the chiddush of tzrayus when it comes to Adam Hamazik. You take this one step weiter, and what we see in Agamada is that Koyach Koychay, says the Rosh, according to everybody, is like Koychay. The Rabbanan, the Gemara, never asked the question on, because Koyach Koychay is like Koychay. So therefore, not only am I Chayiv, for example, a person, is not only Chayiv on what he damages with his hands, he goes and he hits somebody, either with a stick or he hits it with his fist, he hits somebody in such an way, then that's called Adam Amazik, is certainly chayiv. Bein if he's the shogi by accident, bein da'in, it's a total accident. All these cases chayiv. Not only in that case is he chayiv, he's chayiv also in the case of koyach. As a result of his body, a damage is done. For example, if he throws something, if he throws a ball and it hits somebody in the head, or he throws a ball and it hits a glass window, that's not the Adam himself, that's not the person himself, that's called a koyach of the Adam. That's a toll, and he's also chayiv. If he breaks the window, he'd be chayiv to pay for such a window. So too we see, the next step, we see koyach, koychay, is going to be chay. Because according to the way the Rosh learns our Gemara, koyach, koychay, is also koy, is like koychay. That's what comes out clearly from our Gemara. The only time the Gemara had the question was within Sukkah's Shita. Maybe, there's a halacha of Moshe Sinai. But without this halacha of Moshe Sinai, koychay is not mishri koychay. That's what the Gemara takes on. So therefore, for example, if a person would throw that glass, that ball, and it hit the glass, and that glass now, a piece of the glass would fly out and hit somebody in the head, or hit glasses, or hit something, or break something else. So then again, once again, an Adam would be chayiv in such a case. This sets, we have to now, Basha, to understand the different levels. The different levels, that's called Adam Amazik, and that's called the Tolda of Adam Amazik, and that's chayiv in all those cases, since that's mamish, the real Adam Amazik, either by him, or Aliday is koyach, so then he's going to be chayiv, ben he was shayiv, ben he was on. There's different levels. The next level down we find when it comes to actions that are either from the person himself or as a result of his action, is what if something is not caused by the other, and it's not caused by his kaif. It's caused as a result, a direct result of the fellow, but not from his kaif. For example, just the dogma, there's a whole concept called garmi, right? This concept will come up later in Bava Kama, Hashem, and Daf Kof, it's going to come up, this is going to come up on Daf Nun Vav. This comes up all over in such as Bava Kama, the concept of garmi. What's the concept of garmi? The concept is you have something that the fellow didn't use his kaif hurt, but it was vadai, a bari zeka, the way that Rosh learned, other Mishnah learned, man, that it's vadai is going to come as a result of his action, a hezek. For example, just the dogma. What happens? There was a shayla recently in the Shiva that the Bachram were told to close the doors of the dorm, because if you don't close the door of the dorm, there were cats that were coming into the dorm. And the Bachram were all told this. Is this going to be considered? Now what happened was that a Bachram attacker left the door open, a cat came in, and the cat, she got to all over one of the Bachram's beds. Now, the shayla is that what's that halacha? Is that Bachram responsible to pay for the damage that was done to the Bachram's bed? Right? So, akapani. Is it his act? Is it a mice of mazik? Was he the one who? No, he wasn't the one who went on the bed. That's clear. Was it as a result of his koyach? No, he didn't take the cat and hold him onto the bed. However, it happened as a result of his negligence. This happened as a result of his negligence. But it's not, in this case, it's not a bari hezeka. It's not a bari hezeka. What do we mean it's not a bari hezeka? It didn't vaday that the cat was going to come in. Since it's not vaday that a cat's going to come in, so you're right, it happens as a result of him, but since it wasn't something that 100% had to come a result of him, so this is not called garmi. This goes into the next category of what's called a grama. What's a grama? A grama is something that you caused, but it wasn't bari hezeka. It wasn't vaday that it was going to happen. So this, what's the halacha here? In all the other cases that we discussed until now, the case of Adam, the case of Koyach, the case of Garmi, there the Beisdin themselves can be mechayiv the person to pay. Mashenkin, when it comes to grama is something that you did, it's as a result of your action, and you're responsible for that action, but you're not chayiv in Dine Adam. The Beisdin down here can't come, the Beisdin up there is going to get you. So therefore, say the Paiskin, if a person wants to get potter from the Beisdin up there, he better pay the money. Midine Shonai, not Midine Adam, he better pay the money that he's responsible. An example of a garmi that a person is chayav on. What happens? You go to a doctor, and the doctor prescribes for you a medicine. And he comes to the pharmacy, takes the medicine, he comes and he can give out, he gets mamish, didn't help him, and all of that, the medicine got worse. So that's considered, is that the other mamazik? The doctor didn't hit him. Is that considered kayach? The doctor didn't throw something at his head. What's that considered? That's considered a garmi. Why? Because everyone who goes to a doctor, they listen to the doctor. So since you're simech, you're going to listen to whatever the doctor tells you, and you act upon the doctor's words, so then that's considered a bari azeka. Kimoni that we'll see later on, the Gemara of Saritet, the Gemara of Kama discusses a similar case of where a person goes to a money changer, and I'll pay that money changer in the Shulchani. He does certain business transactions that were faulty due to the Tia, due to the fault of the money changer. You have to adapt this, since everybody knows, the doctor himself knows, you're going to listen to him and pick that medicine. So then this is the fault of the doctor, so we can call this Borizek, we can't call it Koyach, we can't call it Adam Amazit, but Akopanim, we can call this Garmi, and the doctor would have to take a pay, even Bidine Adam, for the damage that was put out, that came as a result of his negligence. Oh. Now, to take these concepts, this is the nice, again, we find other such places in the Mashal. There was recently a Shaila that a person who was, it might have, in all the Shailas, when we discuss Hezek and Garmi, you have to dance. Sometimes he's dealing with workers. There might be other Chiyuvim or Pturim because he's a worker, other responsibilities, but just the case, a similar case that was once said over in the basin recently was that a person had removed a nail from a chandelier. And when he removed it, because he was working on the roof and he needed a nail, so he took a nail out of a chandelier. He didn't realize that chandelier was being held up by that nail. So then he removed that nail. Two days later, as a result of the removal of the nail, the chandelier fell. When the chandelier fell, the chandelier broke. Pieces flew out. And it hit other things and broke other things. This is a classic example of where we're going to have here a chiyuv on the chandelier, because that's called kaisai. And we're going to have a koyach koychai chiyav here on the Adam HaMazik, because since the shais that came out, flew out and broke as a result of the koyach that fell, so the second resulting koyach of the shards flying that broke other things, broke other glasses, that's going to also be koyach koychai. Now, there is a chiddush over here that we have to understand. There's a chiddush, is that where's my koyach? That chandelier is being held up by that chandelier fell down because of gravity. I didn't push down the chandelier. I can understand when I throw a ball, that's considered my koyach. But where is the koyach when I take a nail out of a chandelier and the chandelier falls? Where's the koyach? So this we have a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Fine Zion, the Gemara talks about a case of a bitkud demayah, that the water was being held back by a dam. And the Gemara says over there that there's a fellow on the other side of the dam, and you plug a hole into the dam, allowing for the water, which is right there, to go straight onto the fellow and kill him. He's tied up. The Gemara discusses a different thing. But if you cause the death of this person as a result of unplugging a hole or opening up a hole and allowing for the water to go through and kill this fellow, your chayv, what's that? Chayda, I didn't take the water and throw it onto his head. What did I do? I was harnessing this chayah and I unleashed that kayak, but we see from this Gemara that unleashing an existing kayak, that's called your kayak. That's called your, the muscle. If somebody would take a bow and arrow, pull back the bow. He would pull back the bow, allow for the arrow now. All it has to be is flick. All you have to do is allow for the arrow to go. And he hands this bow and arrow in this present state to the next person, and the person lets go of the bow, allowing for the arrow to fly and hurt somebody and kill somebody, etc. So in such a case, the fellow who bichayev would not be the first person who placed the kayak. It would be the second person who unleashed the kayak. This is all Pidik and Marit Sanhedrin, which may look, that's the pshat. In our chandelier case, that the chandelier was held up by a normal force, you unleashed that kayak that exists, allowing it for the fall. Memela breaking the chandelier, Yechayah for the breaking of the chandelier. Memela breaking the other things that sharded, the shard that came out as a result of that, and Yechayah for that too. So these are the cases we find by Adam HaMazik and by also by Hema HaMazik. The Maisa, when you move over to the Gedarim, somewhat stay the same, somewhat change, and the rest of Kol Tarku. For example, we find the Gemara Makis and Daches. There's one more Gemara that we need to know, is the Gemara also, in that same Gemara in Sanhedrin, discusses the Koyach Sheni. The Gemara there is saying that if the case of the Bidkut the Maya was that the water went directly onto the fellow and killed him, that's called your Koyach Mamash, that's Koyach Rishon, and that's why you unleashed the Koyach that was harnessed, and that's called your action, that's called your Maisa. However, if you didn't unleash the Koyach, it's direct. It had to go, the Gemara Yashin and the Gemara Yadar Ma'ayin Shan, they discuss up there, is that it had to go. It wasn't an immediate result of your action. It came as a result of your action, but it wasn't immediate. It had to go, in the case of the water, it had to first go through a certain type of a slope, and then it resulted in going and hitting the fellow and killing the fellow. That's called Koyach Sheni. The Gemara there, the way you learn the Gemara, So we find in most a concept that there's something called a Koyach Sheni also, which has an aspect of grumma. It has the Nekuda grumma, that grumma is not considered the action of the person. One more case we find about the Mazik is the Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis Tavches. The Gemara says over there there's a machlekes between the Rabbanim. if koyach koychai can send a person to Galus, a person killed ayde koyach koychai, can such a thing send a person to Galus? So the Gemara comes out in Marcus, the Fidushita Shabbana, that koyach koychai is potter. The Aruch HaShulchan, from this Gemara learns Gevaldika Klav. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he asks a question. How may we find that in Mizik and Agam over here? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Sinai Shubay Dal. That Agam over here seems to say clearly not like that. Agam seems to say Koyak Koychai, Oda Mamazik is Yes Chayiv on Koyak Koychai. So why by Golis is Oda Mamazik? Why by Golis is Koyak Koychai not Chayiv? So the Aruch HaShulchan says over here a very interesting Tzushtel, a very interesting Dinyan. If we see that the Torah, when it came to Mazik, the Torah was Machayiv a person, made a person responsible for his actions to the extent that he's Chayiv, even in the case of an Oinus, even in the case we totally inadvertent. So we see the tremendous responsibility that the Torah put on the other Mazik, on the person, how careful, how responsible he has to be for his actions. And the Torah was Machayiv a person even on an Oinus, even on something that's totally not his fault. So then says the Aruch HaShulchan, now we understand that the Torah would mechayev a person, even on a koyach koychai, even on a koyach that came as a result of one of its koychas, we see the Torah put on him this tremendous responsibility. Mashenkin says the Aruch HaShulchan over there, when it comes to the Gedarim, on Golis, when it comes to the Gedarim, if the person killed, is it considered that he killed B'Shaykh? He didn't kill B'Shaykh? It wasn't the Maisa, that they don't find this tremendous kveda, that the Torah is mechayev, even in an Oinus. So then the main looks potter. Now this already opens up that we're going to find in other places in Shas, that we're going to find in Chulin and Shechita, we're going to find maybe in Hilchot Shabbos especially, we'll find in other places that many times the Paiskim holds that even though we find by Nezikin that you are Chayiv, we are Chayiv by Koyach, you are Chayiv by Koyach, but when it's going to go into the world of Shabbos, or it'll go into the world, we'll see maybe in the Tzil Sedarim and Shechita, different places, that Koyach Shadis, and especially, Koyach Koychais, and especially Koyach Shenis, are not going to be Chayiv. You're going to have more direct results. For example, the Moshe. We find the Moshe, to bring it into the rest of the Torah, to find these concepts. The Moshe. We find that, for example, these concepts are used every day in the halachas and kashrus and bishalakum. You have halacha that we know that we need to have a bishal don al yidei aniz. You can't have a bishal don al yidei goy, but something that's mechel chai, in halacha. But akapanim, how do the big kashrus organizations deal with these problems? You know, they have a plant in the middle of nowhere, and they have somehow to get, there's no Jews over there, so they have to somehow light the fire. So one of the eights is used. I once spoke to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv, going to Agogu, Rabbi Yashiv was held of such a shita. Rabbi Yashiv said that if they would have a system, which not a lot of kashrus organizations have, that they can call up a number, and Ayidei, the Mashkiach, the Jewish fellow, the Yid, who's calling that number, when the number goes through, it turns on a machine, and that machine turns on a fire, and then the man, that's considered that the Yid was the one that turned on the machine. What's that considered? Well, when you make a telephone call, what you're doing is there's a current. And there's a thing blocking the current, there's some kind of a metal piece, whatever you call it, there's some kind of a, something is blocking the current, i.e. a phone call going through, that blocker is removed, and you're allowing for the current, the koyach, to go through. So who unleashed that koyach? That koyach that was harnessed there, that electric koyach, who unleashed that? The Yid. So it's considered Bishul Yisrael. Look, others are chaylik, others say, hey, the guy is the one answering the phone. Maybe he's the one unleashing. This is the world war. But these are the concepts applied to Kol HaTorah. The Mashal is a Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Natetah. The Gemara Mechulin, Nidav Kuf Vol. And the Gemara there to discuss is, Netil Sidayim has to come Mikoyach Agavra. And Netil Sidayim can't come, you can't wash your hands in a rainstorm. It has to come not Mikoyach, the air, the Eivishter, something. It has to come Mikoyach and Adam pouring from a Kli onto your hands in Netil Sidayim. So Shulchan Aruch discusses a case of where the water is coming not as a direct flow from a cup. The water is coming that went from a cup, the pourer poured into a certain type of a pipe, and your hands are near that pipe. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if it's mamish next to the pipe, so Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and Simon Kufna Tessig Zayin, that's considered koichai, and that's called koichai gavra, kimoy that we find by shchita, that if a person would shech, not only day his hand, but only day his koyach, that's also considered the person shechting, kimoy that we found, and Baba Kamen, that koyach of an Adam is considered the Adam himself, bein legabe the shchita, bein legabe netilas yedayin. But Mashayim came when it would come to, let's say, a koyach sheni, or for example, a koyach koichai even perhaps, in Netil Tzidayim, if the hands would be a bit further away from the pipe, and they would have to go through a double piping system, for example, that already would not be considered a koyach gavra. The Pesukim do say that which a person pours Netil Tzidayim, and sometimes a little bit of the water, you know, if you didn't do a hard pouring, a hard shvicha, so some of the water is going to go onto the side of the cup. and just the mamela come down from the side of the cup onto your hand, that's certainly called kaicha. Because that we see as a direct result of his action of the pouring. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, we have different klalim, but they work within, we have to try and understand how they work from the same gedar, from the gedar that we did till now. The Gemara of Shabbos says, the famous Gemara, the Gemara of Daf Samach, the Gemara of Baba Kama, we'll get to the Gemara of Baba Kama, Daf Samach, that the Gemara says that what's the difference that we find sometimes with Gabi Nezikin that you putter, that you're putter when it comes to Grama. Grama ben Nezakin is putter, like we explained, you're putter from Dinei Adam, Chayim, Dinei Shemayim. If you want to make sure you take care of yourself, of course you'll pay in the person back, because even though the Bezin down here won't get you, but the Bezin up there is going to get you. But I'll go for them. Why is it that when it comes to certain young Grama, the Gemara says we know Grama Nezakin is putter, and by Shabbos we find that like that. For example, one of the classic of examples, many of the 39 Malachas work on a big grama. For example, the Rambam says when it comes to trapping, one of the ways of trapping is you send out a dog and you send this dog to get the deer. That's certainly a grama. The dog is running as a result of you coercing it to run and try and get the deer, and then you catch the deer because you get to the dog corner and you get the deer. That's a grama. How can we hide when it comes to say not a grama? And also we find we got Mishul. Every Mishul in the world is a grama. You put the meat on, 2 hours later it gets cooked. You put it on right now, it can get cooked a second. It takes 2 hours. That's a grama. It's a result of you putting the meat on the fire. It got cooked 2 hours later. We see grama in shots. Another case we find is that the Mishnah Berurah talks about this information in base. When it comes to a water grinder, and Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's the way they use water mills, that they the water mills nowadays, and that's how they grind the wheat. So he says that's also called chayiv. Mishnah Berurah says chayiv chatzis if you put this wheat inside the water mill. That's also chayiv chatzis. And the case that Gemara discusses, the Catholic case of Zoyda. Zoyda means that the person, he throws up his wheat in the air, this fellow's coming in, bang, takes his wheat, he throws it up in the air, and the wind takes away all the chaff, all the straw, all the extra stuff, and that's called Zoyda. You do that on Shabbat, you throw you off a cliff. Why is it that when you do that on Shabbat, you throw you off a cliff, and then that's only a grama? Hey, I just threw it up, and the air is what did the whole malacha. I was just using the kayak that exists, which is the air, right? So that's only a grama. So the Gemara has to cash. And the Gemara says, Malachat machsheves of the Torah when it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbat, the Torah was mechayev the person on when he had the kavana, for the result, the action that he's doing, that the result should come out of that action. He has a desire for that result, and that's the normal result. For example, by Zoyda, it's coming as a result of the air, using this air, this koyach of the grum of the air, and he wants that action to occur. The Torah is mechayev on that. The Torah is mechayev on that. The Torah is mechayev on that. If your kavana is to use the grama, the Torah is mechayev on that. Mashenge, when it comes to Nezikin, the Torah is mechayev on the action. It's not called your action, because it's the grama. It's not your direct action. It's just a straight grama. Oh. Now, we have to apply this in the different cases in the Chashat. The Moshe. There's a Shaila, the Acharim ask a Shaila, the famous Eben Hoyzer. Why is it that we find that this Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Kuchav base, the Gemara says, Eben Hoyzer, the Gemara says, that you have an animal, you take this animal, and you bring him to the grass, and you tell him, eat! Says the Gemara, you're not chayiv. Why? The animal's going to go, eat the grass, pull out the grass. If you pull out the grass in Shabbos, we kill you. How come when the animal does, we allow you to let the animal do it? How come we allow that you should take the animal, put it by the grass, and do it? Elamai. One would say, because not my action, I didn't do it, the animal did. But says that in fact, they have a noise. We find the Gemara not like that. The Gemara says that if a person takes an animal, and he brings it to the grass, and the animal eats the grass, you're chayiv nezik. When it comes to Baba Kama, when it comes to Nezikin, if you took the animal to the grass, and the animal eats the grass, it's as a result of you, you caused the animal to eat the grass. So then you're chayiv when it comes to Hilchos Nezikin. So what are you going to tell me? Maybe you'll tell me, by Nezikin, we're more mekel. We see not like that. Because you see, excuse me, maybe you'll say by Nezikin, we're more machner. We see not like that, because we just saw that when it came to Nezikin, by Grama was potter. And by Shabbos, we saw Grama was chayiv. So where did you draw the line? Says Eben Hoyzer. Eben Hoyzer wants to say, it depends. By Nezikin, the Torah is mechayiv on the Boreas Eka. Like explained already, if something will not take damage, will come out of as a result of your action. Over here, you take the animal, but the other results, you take the animal, you put him by the grass, about it, he's going to eat the grass, Boreas Eka, the Torah is mechayiv on the Nezikin, on the damage that's going to come out. Vashen came. When it comes to Shabbos, says Eben Hoyzer, the Torah wasn't mechayiv on the Boreas Eka, the Torah is mechayiv on the Malacha. Says Eben Hoyzer, when the animal's eating, he's not doing the mice and malacha, he's eating. That's not called malacha, that's not called koitzer, that's not called uprooting from the ground, that's called eating. So says Eben Hoyzer, therefore it's not chayiv. When you're not doing the action of the malacha, you're not coming to do the malacha, then you're not chayiv. I'm not going into Eben Hoyzer, he has shaylos on this. But the Chaznish does this say to me. It's not the Chaznish, a different thing to answer. This is a big insight in the Shabbos. Says Eben Hoyzer, the Lashon is beautiful, the Chaznish. It's not the Chaznish that Sonim lifnei avakim, when it comes to hezek, the Baruch Shalom is sonei, what he doesn't like is the damage. He doesn't like the hezek. That's what he doesn't like. And that's taka why, by the case of taking the animal and putting him onto the grass, that is going to mechayev a person, because that's going to be hezek, and the Baruch Shalom doesn't want the hezek. Okay? As long as I can consider it as a result of you, it's a result of you, it's a barizek, it's a bad, it come out of you. So there the Torah was mechayev on the hezek shabbat. The Torah, the Baruch Shalom, the signing the hezek. Asher came to the Chodanish, when it comes to the Shabbos, the Torah didn't want the Torah of the Malacha, didn't want that the person should be Isaac in Malacha all day, says the Chazanish. So says the Chazanish like this. When it comes to the malachas, that the derech of these malachas is to do like a grandma. For example, how does one cook? He cooks grammatic always, because he always cooks that he starts out the malacha now and it finishes the cooking an hour later, 2 hours later. So always the derech of the malacha is grandma. The grinder case that we talked about, that's the normal way of how you grind. You put the wheat in and the mill takes it and the and it grinds on its own. That's a grammar, but that's the normal way. When that's the normal derech, the Torah was macro on that. The normal derech of how you kitzer grass by taking animals to go and pull out the grass, of course not the normal way you cut grass. You can cut down the grass with your hands. So in such a case, the grammar is not going to be chay. Now, with these klolim, we can go into some modern shaylas of grammars that we have every day in the Shabbos. The mashal. The classic case, what one could ask is, how come I'm not allowed to turn on hot water on Shabbos? Some everybody has a Shabbos, how come I can't turn on hot water on Shabbos? So we know they tell us that when you take the hot water, you turn on the hot water goes out, the tank gets nervous, right? There's nothing in there, right? And the tank has to have that water in it, and there's a fire underneath the tank. And once the tank realizes that it's gone to a certain level and there's no water in there, so there's another tank that allows for cold water to rush in. That cold water rushes in and gets cooked. How did that come? That came as a result of you. You opened up the hot water. The hot water now left, leaving an empty tank, allowing for the cold water to go in and then get cooked. If you make a cheshbin, then this is taker grama. This is what we're calling a kayach shady the whole time. This is not as a direct result of when I open up the hot water tank, that the hot water, that I'm cooking on the spot cold water. It's as a result, the hot water leaves, and then once the hot water leaves and the cold water comes in, that's a kayach shady. So chayach on Shabbos. Now, I'm not going to say lechayach. It's still not going to be mutter to do on Shabbos, because bechatchila, we don't do grammas on Shabbos. Even though Gram is not chayav on Shabbos, says the Gemara on Shabbos, that kuch chol. But there are many places in Shabbos and Shimon, and Dalit and Tim Tok. If you're Dalit and Shabbos, many places tell us we don't do Gram as a chatchil on Shabbos, God gives us a Shabbos. But Gram on Shabbos, we don't do the chatchil of Gram. But upon it should be at least, since over here is a Gram, plus, when a person comes and turns on the water, what's he doing? He's coming to go and cook the water in the tank. That's not what his action is. Just what? That's as a result of his action. So that's what's called an halacha psik reisha. Now we know there are many poskim that when it comes to grama plus a psik reisha, they're makel. Now the Nezer has a tshuva about this. There's a Rashi that has a mashmaus like this. Also in David Zion, also in other places. This is a major shayla of Rashi in Daf Kufmen. Also there's a Miri in Daf Kufmen like this. So if that would be the case, then there would be a big makom to be makel to turn on a hot water on Shabbos. The answer why nobody does talk to turn on the hot water on Shabbos, probably the Siyata Shmai, which means the Skabal, was because this is not the true Metzius. When you go into the tank, you'll see that's not how the tank works. The way the tank works, Packer, is that the cold water, when you turn on the hot water, the way hot water comes out, it's an interesting thing, it's mamish the exact opposite. When you turn on the hot water, it's not that the hot water automatically comes out. It's this cold water which pushes out, through pressure, pushes out hot water. That's the first thing that happens every time you turn on your hot water. The cold water pushes hot water, and the hot water comes out into your sink, and it comes out of the sink. But the first thing that happened was the cold water pushed out the hot water. Oh, the cold water is the first thing happening, pushing out the hot water. So then the cold water is going straight into the tank. If the cold water was held back by a stopper, and you remove that stopper, and the cold water directly goes in, then what are you doing? You're releasing a koyach of the cold water. This is the case of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I doubt this is big tonight. This is the water that is being released. You're unleashing that koyach that was harnessed, you're unleashing that koyach, and allowing the cold water to get cooked. That's a direct result. That's a koyach mission. That's a direct koyach of the person who's opening up the valve, and that's why a vada, therefore, to turn on the hot water job, it's zikr tzidaraisis, vada tzidaraisis. If it's a dechemish, it's a kapanam, it's a drabanam, but it's certainly in a regular boiler system that we manage to start ice. Number one. Another case that we find is the case that it comes up in camps. Shaila Kovna Briyas, it comes up, unfortunately, that sometimes the person goes in the bungalows in the camps, And he goes to the bathroom, he sees in the bathroom there that he's afraid to flush the toilet because the mice in the toilet, there's flies, there's bugs, there's what? And he knows if he flushes the toilet, there's going to be a bunch of bug leviathans in my tish happens. He doesn't know what to do if he's allowed to flush the toilet or not. Mechel Tikla gets a tshuva about this. Mechel dance klapei these in the same kivunim, the same avenues that we're dining today. Is this, what kind of koyach is this? So let's understand. And this embassy, this has other ashlach. This shayla has other ashlachas too. At the they have these color dyes that they put in the toilets. That instead of just making a nice smell, they make a nice color also. Now to do that, you're dyeing the water in the toilet. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? It's an issur tzevei. Can buy that a person about it. A lady not allowed to put on makeup on Shabbos. So can buy that she's also not allowed to dye the toilet on Shabbos. So is that considered dyeing? So what's the shayla? What should be the shayla? So the Latzian dance in the Shaila, the Benzina Shaila, and the Mechazim, they dance. Is this what kind of car is this? If the way that a toilet would work was that there was a blocker and it's blocking my water, and I press the flusher, I press the button, and it unleashes that, it removes the blocker and unleashes the water, and then the water would go down and, for example, in the case of the flies, go straight under the flies and kill the flies. So that would be called the Kayak Mission. And that would mamish l'chare b'yaser, it would be mamish l'nissa d'raisi, it would be a k'sigresha, l'chare b'sigresha, but nissa d'raisi, you wouldn't be able to flush the toilet on Shabbos, you'd be killing all these flies. However, the way the Achareinu explained, and that's Taka Nitzias, you talk to the plumbers too, they agree with you, is that when you flush the toilet, it doesn't work straight, it doesn't go direct. It's not the fact that you're unleashing a kayak that the water is going to go straight now onto the flies. What's going to happen is that the water is going to go through a certain pipe, and then the pipe comes up and around the toilet bowl, and the mela goes. And the mela goes into your bowl and flushes. That's taka what kills the flies. That's already a koyach sheni. In the case of the now that the mela, again, like we saw, mekel lechatchila and gramas on Shabbos. We don't lechatchila be mekel on Shabbos gramas. However, this is a case everybody realizes. A case of a kavod abris. Now that case, you lose that aspect of the hetter when you talk about the dyes because nobody asked you to have this dye in the toilet on erev Shabbos. Agav, when it comes to the dyes, it's a bit more kulik for a different aspect. Because when the water goes into the toilet, how does the dye work? The dye is not coming, the water has to rise up in the toilet. When the water rises up, it's going upward and hitting the dye, and then the dye releases its dye. So that's almost a koyach shlishi if you're doing the math. That's mamash almost a koyach shlishi. But again, in the halachas, nidin yonim, koyach sheni, koyach shlishi, they're all going to be considered grumma. So if we're not going to let you do grumma like chatzila on Shabbos, and you don't have the heter here, kavod abris in the madla, that's why a person should chatzila take these things out of the toilet on erev Shabbos. However, let's say he comes to a toilet where the mashal he sees that the person has his dye and didn't take it out on erev Shabbos. So now it becomes the shayla taker of kavod abris. And the Mele could certainly be Saimech on the same hand that the Minchas Yitzchak said when it came to the flies, he could be Saimech also over here by the dye. The Chazon Ish uses these same concepts, Grama, Koyach, when it came to a sprinkler system. A person has a sprinkler system in his backyard. If the sprinkler system is attached to his inside piping system, his inside water system, so then what's going to happen is if the sprinkler was on from Erev Shabbos, which is a whole shayla, a lot of persons say it can't be on from Erev Shabbos because it's a tremendous zilzal Shabbos, that noise that and the sprinkler is making on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos when people are walking to shul, that's a zilzal Shabbos, that's not so nice, the person weren't so happy, Erev Shabbos wasn't so happy with such a person. But Al-Kapad, if he does have a sprinkler system on, he forgot to turn it off, and it's on in Erev Shabbos, says the Chazon Ish, you have a major shayla, once you're going to turn on your cold water, and then the turning on is not a problem, says Chazon Ish, but when you're going to turn off the cold water in your house now, says the Chazon Ish, what's going to happen is the water, there's a certain amount of water in the piping system. Now, that doesn't need to come into your sink, so then the pressure is going to go and allow for the rest of the water in all the valves and all the pipes to go toward the sprinkler, and it's going to cause more water to go to your grass. So as a result of closing your water, you're causing that more water should go onto your grass. And again, this is not necessarily, obviously it's not the mice of the other himself. This is his koyach. It's as a result of this action. It's a koyach. It's his koyach rishon, says the Chazon Ish. And Mameli says you wouldn't be able to situate now, of course, the Hartzvi, when he writes his tshuva, he says it's not true, it's a koyach rishon. It's not koyach rishon, it's really a koyach sheni. Mamela becomes a grommet of secretion, it's a tzarech gadol because but again, this is going to be telling your piping system. This is a question that one has to ask his local plumber, right? And then run past the local Orthodox rabbi, of course. Because the plumber is going to have to tell you, are the pipes connected? Are they not connected? I think in the bungalow systems usually are connected. I think in the housing systems usually not connected. This is something that, of course, a person would have to ask his local Orthodox plumber and rabbi. In summation, we see that this Gemara, this simple Gemara over here, that the Gemara discusses the Mavlaikis, Rabbanim, Sumchis, is Koyach. Koyach, Koychai. Excuse me, is Koyach Adam Amazik, or is it not like Adam Amazik? Is it just, is it Nezik Shalom? Is it a Chatzin Nezik? This Gemara, and the Gemara comes out, Koyach, Koychai. This Gemara has Hashlachas in Kolotar Kula. We came out that in Hilchos Nezikin, a person is Chayav on the Adam himself, he's Chayav on his Koyach, that's a Tolda. He's Chayav even on his Koyach, Koychai. And the Rabbah Shalom says, of course he's Chayav on his Koyach, Koychai. If the Torah put the responsibility on a Mazik, to the extent that he's Chayav even on an action, that is violence. So certainly the Torah doesn't want even an action that comes as a result of his Koyach, the Torah is also going to be Mechayav. That's what we find in Ezekiel. By Ezekiel, we also saw that the Torah kepeda even on things that are natural koyach. The Torah is kepeda even on a garmi, even on something that is a barya zeka, like the case we saw with the door, with the cat that came into the bedroom. Or, for example, we saw the other case, the case of grama, that we find that the Torah is not even on a grama. Maybe not going to be chayav bidei adam, but you're going to be chayav bidei shanayim if, as a result of your negligence, something happens. By the case of the doctor that we saw, that negligence was a barya zeka, was body going to happen. That was a case of a garmi. Mashem came. Other cases that it's not a vada, it's not a bar yezik, like the case of the cat didn't have to come, that the cat had to come into the room. So that was only going to be called a grama, and that would not be chayiv and beaten dine adam. Then we saw this has nafkaminas in Hilchos Bishul Akum in Simchas Kofi Gimel in Yerideya, where it talks about where we somehow have to have a Bishul Yisrael. It's going to be enough for a yid to just take a phone, pick it up, and now the koyach is unleashing the koyach of the electricity, the current going through, and now when you unleash that current and turn on the machine, that's considered the adam. That might be, that's going to be considered that the yid himself turns on the fire, being matter nafkaminas Bishul Akum. We saw also Gabe. Until Zidayim, the person has to have a koyach gavra, has to be coming as a result of his action, the pouring onto the hands. So if it's going to be a little bit further away, it's not going to be a koyach rishon, that would be called the koyach sheni, that would not be good for Until Zidayim. But the case of where the water is pouring down on the cup itself, that's going to be called the koyach rishon, that will be good for koyach Until Zidayim. When it comes to the Shabbos, the Gedarim take a little bit of a turn to a certain extent. Because in the Shabbos, we see that there are certain times where Mamash Chayiv and Grama. If it's a derech to do that malacha, then you Chayiv and Grama. But Bishul, it's a derech to do a Maisa Bishul with a Grama. You cook in a Grama to the fashion. Toilet, that's the way that one grinds. He puts it into the grinding mill, and a few minutes later, the grinding mill itself is working on its own. And since that's the normal derech of the malacha, there is Chayiv and Grama in such a case by Shabbos. So too, by saying that, by trapping other malachas, any malacha that's the normal way of the malacha to do it, the grama, the Torah is going to be mechayim. Mashem came, if it's not the normal way of the malacha, like we saw the case of where the animal is standing by the grass, that's not the normal way of doing tzitzit, that's not the normal way of uprooting grass. So then, the only time that you're going to find a way, that you're going to find that the nezikin is more mechayim than Shabbos, because by Shabbos, it's not a normal type of a grama. But when it comes to nezikin, it's certainly a bar yezeka, it's certainly as a result of your actions, so that's a grami, you certainly can be chayiv for the hezek that you did by putting your animal, like the Gemara says, and that's involved. But we kind of going to learn that putting your animal on the grass and allowing for the animal to eat the grass of your friend's, of your neighbor, not your friend anymore, of your neighbor's lawn. And other cases by Shabbos we saw of koyach rishon, that the case, that all these different types of new minor cases that we have of koyach rishon and shemi that aren't necessarily, are grum or maybe not grum. For example, the case of the toilets where there, the water going into the bowl is coming derech koyach sheni. It's not a direct result of the flush. The flush, the pressing of the unleashing, excuse me, the unblocking of the blocker of the water doesn't go directly onto the color, doesn't go directly onto the bugs and kill the bugs. It comes as a result of an action that you did, but that's already maybe called koyach sheni. And on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv. Now, it might not be mutar l'chatchila, because Rambam is not mutar l'chatchila on Shabbos, but al kapanim, it'll be a much more cooler than a shayla. In a kavod abrias case, we can be meikel. Other cases, now for example, we saw what would happen if a person has a sprinkler system which is attached to his water. So you have to know if he has the type of sprinkler system, which is the water in his house is directly attached to the sprinkler system, which when he's going to turn off the water, it's going to directly, a correlation, cause the water to be more powerful going onto his grass, and that would be as a result of his action. That would be called the correlation. That would be also. And my summation, you see that all these cases, koyach rishon, koyach sheni, they have a shlachas and call it tzar kula. And a person has a shayla, and these types of shaylas, koyach rishon, nivada, has to ask a rav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.